Hi, my name is Nitin Jirafe. I am the Vice President of Indian Business, Cummins India. And I'm your host for this series of PowerPods themed around powering a sustainable tomorrow. So all of us know that climate change is a real challenge. And at Cummins, we are empowering and we are supporting our customers to really deal with this climate change issue and helping them towards the journey towards the decarbonization. So I'm happy to bring you this three series podcast in which we'll talk about Destination Zero. Second, we'll talk about how do we reach to the Destination Zero, and Cummins solution to for that is the fuel agnostic platform. And third is the integrated powertrain. I'm really privileged today to welcome Brett Merritt. Brett Merritt is our president of Indian business for Cummins Global, as well as he's the vice president of Cummins. So Brett, welcome to this podcast. Thank you for joining us. And I would like to start with a question that, what are your thoughts around today's topic of powering a sustainable tomorrow?
Yeah, Nitin, thanks for having me, first of all, and I really appreciate it. I always enjoy being in India. I've been at Cummins about 15 years, and I'm actually from Columbus, Indiana, which is the town, small town of our global headquarters. And I've seen firsthand the difference that Cummins can make in a community and what it can do for our people. I've also had the benefit of traveling millions of miles around the world to all different markets, mainly to meet with our customers, to understand how do we help those customers, and particularly now, as we come to India, how are we going to power a sustainable future right now? What are the challenges as they look at technologies? And how do they meet both their business needs, yet also the decarbonization goals that we all are committed to?
So, Brett, thank you so much for your answer. And that brings me to the next question. How do you see this energy transition happening in next one decade and the path to zero? And what role do you think Cummins is playing in this segment?
Yeah, Nitin, it's a really good question. It's really the question of the day. If you start out at the highest level, Cummins is committed to Planet 2050. And the essence behind that is we want to leave our communities better if we're in it than if we weren't. And at that level, that's investment in people. It's how our facilities operate. It's how our suppliers operate. But really core in it is how our products operate in the markets. And so our strategy in order to deal with the products themselves is Destination Zero. And that's the essence that not one solution is gonna work for every application, every market, and for sure not every business. At the end of the day, our customers need to operate their business. Yet we also have decarbonization goals. And so we must give them a variety of tools to address those markets. And these tools can be everything from battery electric and fuel cell to hydrogen engines, to better efficiency on our diesel engines, to hybridization and a variety of other options. And what this creates is a really messy period in our industry that will be quite confusing to end customers, OEMs, and the industry as a whole. We're here to guide the industry through that and make sure we're investing in each of those areas so that those customers have choices for what works for their application and their business, and that Cummins can help be the solution to the problem and really reach that Planet 2050 for us all. Hey, Nitin, I really like this podcast format, so you don't get to ask all the tough questions. I can ask you some questions. And I talked a little bit about this transition and Destination Zero and how I look at it across the globe, but can you talk me through how you see this journey in India on highway and off highway, and what are the challenges that we need to address?
Yep, sure, Brett. Thanks for your question. I think the India's journey is mainly driven from the point of view that we import much of our energy from the other countries, and there's a need for India to become independent as far as this energy requirement is concerned. And I think this is a great opportunity for India to really embark on this journey and take a lead. So I think that's what this transition is driven by. Now, if you really talk about what are the drivers, I think the drivers are the affordability, availability of infrastructure, and really the TCO parity, because if you really look at it from the customer standpoint, they are looking at the parity between the diesel and the new energy that we are talking about. Now, if you talk about the on-highway, I think on-highway, to begin with the diesel, I think we need to continue to improve our diesel platforms to make them better energy efficient and better emission efficient, okay, and continue to work on that. The second thing that I think is the adoption of battery. And I'm glad to say that India is one of the countries which has been adopting the battery for the city buses, for example. So we are next in the world after China in terms of adoption of, city buses, okay? And there's a lot of traction happening there. And we see that also happening in the car segment. After that, I see that the natural gas adoption. While we were a little bit slow on the natural gas because of the pricing parity between the diesel and natural gas, I see that traction happening now, okay, because some of the policies that the government has devised. After that, I think we have the new technologies like hydrogen ICE, okay, that is taking shape now. The government is working on setting up the infrastructure in the specific corridors to support the transition of diesel to hydrogen, and then the fuel cells and the rest. So this is how I see on-highway transition happening, Brett.
Okay.
So as far as off-highway is concerned, I think off-highway has some time to really transition to new fuels because it's still catching up with on-highway emission norms. However, I see that some of the lower size equipments are getting electrified. But overall, I think it has some time to really catch up with some of the energy transitions that we are talking about. So thank you, Brett, for giving your insights. And guys, that's a wrap on our first part of this podcast. And stay tuned to our next one. Thank you.